Guys, hi. Is everybody alive? Are we doing okay? I just want to check in. I'm here in my house where I have been for the past 2 days. I have not left the house. And here's the thing that I realized about not leaving where I live is that it's very fine for me. I literally am lucky where I am. I am often unemployed, slash working from home, you know, let's use the politically correct term. And I, you know, won't leave the home. And then I'll be like, oh, Sierra, you hermit. How come you didn't go on a jog? But then now with coronavirus, I'm like, sorry, I didn't want to infect anyone. I was actually being a responsible citizen, not a lazy person. But anyway, I know it's serious and it's scary out there, so I don't mean to make light of the situation. But listen, that's all I got, you know? Comedy is how we cope. So basically, yeah, it's scary out there. I'm reading news. I'm reading all the news. Do I know what's going on? No, because clearly nobody has the straight facts. I don't know what's going on. I've read so many different numbers, seen a lot of graphs. Things don't seem great, and that's kind of my general assessment, which is why I want to keep Stay Positive rolling out. Guys, I know you're here because you're looking for an escape. That's what I've been listening to podcasts for and watching, you know, TV for. I think entertainment is a fun way to just be like, hey, what if I didn't live in this dystopia, but instead I lived in that dystopia? Produced by HBO or whatever I'm watching. So yeah, so stay positive. Listen, we're in it. We're back. Okay, so here's the thing. This is the last episode that I record with a guest before coronavirus happened. In this episode, we do not talk about coronavirus at all. This was like a month ago when I recorded this, so clearly wasn't even a thing. Don't worry about it. We do not talk about it. The other thing too is that I think going forward, I want to keep releasing episodes, obviously, despite I don't know what's going to go on with the world, but I want you guys to have something to listen to as the world burns. So if I can do that, I might not have a guest on in the future, or we'll do Skype or video chat or whatever the kids are doing these days, in which case, you know, bear with me, or maybe I'll do one where I just talk to you, and then that way that's how I'll lose all of my subscribers. But yeah, so, you know, stick around, stay positive. We'll always be here for you. Just trying to keep everyone happy. I don't know. What word was I looking for there? Anyway, so this guest, I want to get into it. She's really cool, really funny. A close friend of mine that I met through comedy, but also just, you know, a fun person to hang with. But that's the fun thing about the podcast, having like a close friend like her on, or somebody who I've known just personally, and then talking to them about things that like I probably haven't talked to them about before, which is really cool. And it's weird that maybe, you know, maybe certain friends, it's like you talk to them about certain topics. We're obviously both comedians, so we would love to talk about like career stuff or like this stuff or other fun things. But you know, Stay Positive is when we get into more serious stuff. We talk about therapy, relationships, things that like maybe we've scratched the surface on in the past, but in this podcast we go deep, you know what I mean? So it's really cool. I hope you enjoy it. Check out her stuff online. She is at Harper Rose D on all the platforms. Hilarious Twitter. Gotta check that out. But yeah, without further ado, this is Harper Rose Drummond.
Yay!
Hello. Hello, Harper. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Sierra.
Hi. Thanks for coming over, you know, on this fine Monday.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. We haven't talked in a minute.
I know.
Well, I guess holidays.
Yes.
New Year. Then it was like, okay, we'll get together, yada, yada. But then I was moving. And then, you know.
Yes.
Life.
And then we were supposed to meet up. Veronica and I were supposed to come over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then for some reason we really botched that.
It's okay.
I'm over here now.
Now you're here. You know, I have to make, again, I was like, yeah, I gotta host a podcast so that my friends will come.
Yes. Like you have to just prey on my narcissism and then we'll.
Perfect. Look, we got Harper Rose Drummond on the podcast today at Harper Rose D. That's correct, right?
Yes, that is correct.
I'm great.
Yes, you are a true star.
But yeah, so look, I know we were talking about the fact that this is a positivity based titled podcast, but you know what's going on with you? It doesn't have to be positive. It could be whatever, but yeah, have you been?
You know what, mm-hmm. this is a brand change for me, but I've actually been doing I feel like the past from October through end of December.
Ooh.
I was super bad. Like
that was a low.
It was really low. Like I felt like I was in a rut with like my stand-up. Like I was going through a breakup. Yes, honey, yet again. But
it's tough out there.
No, it is tough. But like now, like I feel really good about stand-up, Am I dating the same person yet again? Yes, Sarah. Yes.
Sure. You know, I see the tweets. I see the Instagrams. Love it though. You know.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yes.
Full circle.
Yeah. Some would say maybe it's a cycle, but we don't know. But
No, it's fine. But yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
If you feel good about it, then that's all that you need to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so you said October through December, and then do you feel like it was like a holiday change thing, or like did anything in that world help?
I started going to therapy, which really, like, everyone was like, you should, like, you know, you need to get back into it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I was just really dragging my feet. But then I started seeing this therapist. She's actually one of the meanest people I've ever met, but she like bullies me, but like in the best way. But then I started seeing her, and I feel like I just got so much clarity, like for not only like career, wise, but like also just for like personal.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I feel like, yeah, and that's a pretty clear, you took action.
Yeah.
To make something happen. And then it, luckily it did, kind of thing. So where did you, well, so actually I've been talking. So that's the thing. I've never been to therapy, and I think I definitely should try. You know what I mean? I think I've heard about, like, you know, the sort of therapist dating thing where you got to go around and like kind of find the right therapist, which I'm sure, you know, could be like is important. But I guess that's what I'm always like, ooh, that I got to go through that like kind of rough stage of like testing people out. Did you do that?
Yes, I did. And it definitely is hard. And it kind of was like off-putting too, because like, especially like when you're hurting, you don't want to like keep having to like open up that wound to like strangers and then you're not feeling like a connection. So then you're like, why am I could just be in bed crying at 12 p.m. Like, why do I have to be in your office?
Why am I on the couch crying? Yeah.
But yeah, I found my girl on the second try, actually. But I know sometimes sometimes people just like start immediately and they love their therapist, or sometimes it takes longer. But I got lucky, and it was like my second therapist.
Sweet. And then you said she's mean, but that's
she is
good.
She's so hot and so mean. Yes, I know. I haven't seen her in like the past couple weeks because she just had a baby, and so she has to go live her life. But I know. Okay, we get it. But no,
the favorite client is
right.
The baby.
Yeah, classic. Just getting all the attention. But no, this therapist, like, she's incredible, but like truly a savage. Like, I was telling my brother some things that he was saying. He's like, are you sure she's a real therapist? And I was like, at least as far as I can tell, yes.
That's hilarious. Yeah, because I think I normally think of therapists, like, or professional, you know, caregivers being kind of hands off, or in the sense of like, I don't like, versus say like a life coach or something where that person's like on you or something, or a, what's I call it? Like a personal trainer or something. So is, cause like, so what is the difference?
I don't know. Well, also, I've never had a young therapist before. They've always been older.
Yeah.
And young, like she's close to my age. Yeah, and I'm just okay. Interesting. Yeah.
More relatable.
Yeah. She's like, she looks like, I'm like, I cannot speak. Zooey Deschanel. That's what she looks like.
Very new girl.
Yeah. But then like with a little edge. I'm just like,
edgy Zooey.
Yeah. However you say it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. So then that kind of like, I guess at least gives you a pretty clear marker of like when you started going and seeing somebody and talking to them. So
yeah, I was letting my sadness fester, and I just like, and it was getting to the point where like people were like, okay, like we get like you're making jokes about it, but like you, like my coworkers pulled me aside one day because my depression was getting so bad. It was getting so bad that my coworkers actually pulled me aside and they're like, Harper, I know you're hurting right now, but have you been showering? And I was like, okay, let's be honest, no. And they were like, yeah, so we bring it up because your hair looks matted. And I was like, got it. And so then I was at that point where I was like, oh my God, like I'm like actually a mess. So they were like, you're not allowed to listen to Frank Ocean this week. You're not allowed to.
Self-medicating.
I was like, I got a hold of it. I was like ordering like cookies every single day from like Postmates. Yeah.
I mean, that's still a good move.
Yeah. Like now that I'm happy, I'm still doing it. But at least you know.
Happy cookies.
Yeah. It's cuter than now.
Yeah. But it's a cuter scene. Wait, that's very nice of them, though, I guess, to look out for you and know what your standard hair looks like.
Yeah.
So they can compare it to not so happy hair.
They were like, this is a different type of sadness and it's not as fun as your other type.
Sure,
so I was like, got it. So, but then I feel like I really like got it together.
Cool. Love it. That's really exciting news. And I think I like, you know, it's sort of that thing too where I think with stand-up and stuff, when we're able to like be vulnerable on stage, it kind of, we can fall into a place where, at least I feel like, I'm like, well, if I can kind of like make this into something, like a joke or something, then like it's worth me suffering.
That's honestly how I was feeling too. That's like, that's exactly how I was feeling. Like, and like the more sad and the more like dark I was like going internally, I feel like, I mean, like it's like silly to bring it up, but like on Twitter, like I was just like coming up with like so much material, and then it was like bleeding into my stand up too. Yeah. And so like I'm getting like all this new material, but like I'm like crying after my shows. I'm like, you know, I was like, I was like, I felt like, you know, I will never see the lightness again. Like I was like so bad, and like I was in like a rut too. I don't know. It was just so like gnarly. But then like once my therapist was like, hey, you know, maybe instead of like focusing so much, she's like, that's great that, you know, you have to make jokes about it. She was like, but you need to like also do self-care too.
Cool. Yeah. And then what sort of things did you find were working for you self-care wise?
Oh, well, I started setting a timer on my phone for like social media. So I was like, I definitely have like a phone addiction. Like, no, it's like, it's so nasty.
It's so hard.
Yeah. But like I set a timer on my phone for an hour for social media.
Oh, cool.
Now, sometimes do I break it? Okay, no one's perfect.
For like the day.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so yeah. I really limited my screen time though, and that helped so much. Cool. And I know it's like kind of silly, but like.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing. It's like if you're already feeling down, it like speeds it along at least, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, like I'm not having a great day, but everyone else is.
Yeah.
Like, here's all the evidence to show you. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, that's just the way that it works. And it's like, that's not going to like that. The way social media looks isn't going to change. But like, yeah, if we can just stay within our normal world and not go into like fantasy world, then it's like.
Yeah.
Gonna help, I think.
Definitely.
I can't remember what I was. Oh, yeah. I think I was like listening to some audiobook. I don't know. Or a podcast. I don't know. One of those things. And they're talking about how like, yeah, well, like if your grandpa or something was having like a bad day, he'd probably go to work and like, you know, it would probably not be exacerbated in the same way that like we can like just see everybody else having a great day.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, wow, now what's wrong with me, you know?
Exactly. So, and I feel like I was comparing myself so much too. Like that phrase, like keep your eyes on your own paper, mm-hmm. that I feel like that, like I'm like trying really hard to like stand by that. And like,
cool. Yeah. I have to work on that as well. I think that's such a common problem for people our generation, but also just like, yeah, we can, you know, if you are looking sideways, it can be helpful in the sense of like what we do too is like super weird and like there's not really like a map, or we're not going to work every day in the same way of like being like, okay, I guess I'm doing fine within this company or within these like parameters because my coworkers went through the same path. But it's like we literally have no idea, so that's the only way we can really tell what's going on.
Exactly. And it's like, it especially to like in entertainment, there's no set path too, and everyone can make it through all these different avenues and different ways. And I just feel like sometimes like I was really finding, especially like when I was like in the darkness, I was like really
in the tunnel
mm-hmm. no, in the sunken place, I was I was just really like, I'd be like, okay, I've been doing it for this many years and I haven't done like, mm-hmm. you know, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. And I was like looking at all the things I haven't done. But then my therapist was like, well, look at where you were a year ago and like, what did you accomplish this year? And so then I like, once like you shifted that perspective, I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's really good advice. Like comparing yourself to yourself is like the best way. Yeah. I find it too. It's like with entertainment in particular and social media, it's like obviously people are going to just post like their accomplishments, so a lot of times it just looks like people have like gotten to a certain place and you're like, man, how did they, you know, what circumstances did I, where did I go wrong, this and that, and there's a lot of things like that. But then I realized what helps me is like either listening, like reading longer interviews with somebody or who like is doing something you like, and then I'll see like, oh wow, they just like, they worked a lot harder. Mm-hmm. So I think then I'm like, oh, okay, I can kind of see that this is like, clearly they are on a certain path that like, like they worked really hard for that thing that they accomplished. And I think we just see like the accomplishment, and then that's where I at least go wrong. Cause I'm like, oh man, you know, that like just came out of the blue. But then if you like read what they actually worked on to get there, you're like, oh, okay, that's totally not out of the blue.
Yeah.
They like worked their ass off. And like, of course, you know, it manifested somehow, but like, I don't know, that kind of thing happens to me a lot where I think I, you know, will finally realize like, oh yeah, people do work hard, and we're just seeing like everyone's individual accomplishments happening at once.
Yeah.
Like kind of aggregated because of Instagram or whatever. And like,
yeah, you Exactly. But, and, like, I feel like I was also spending so much time. Like, I was, like, throwing myself a daily pity party. It was exhausting, honey. And so, but I was always just like, oh, why isn't this happening? I'm like, well, I'm sitting over here, like, wallowing. Like, people are out there, like, working really hard. Yeah. And so I had to, like, pull myself out of that. I'm like, all right, we're done. Like, you're an adult. Let's go. Like, and you don't have it that bad, so.
Daily pity party.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard. Like, the parties are canceled until further notice. Right, perfect.
Please save your RSVPs for tomorrow.
Yes.
But, yeah, I see. So that's very exciting. Like the social media thing, self-care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was looking at the person I'm like, we're together now and everything's like great, like la la la. But we were in the bad period, I would like look at his Instagram like every single day and just like get really sad.
Sure, that'll do it.
I was like a freak of nature. I was a freak. And
I mean,
like,
it's right there in front of us.
It was
like,
so hard. I know. Uh-huh. But it's like, but also in this day and age too, I feel like it's like there's so many different types of social media and there's so like you have almost too much access to like a person's life.
Oh, totally.
And like, I know personally, I don't have the self-control to just like ignore it.
Right.
And so I would just like, I'm going to look at this until I don't hurt anymore. And surprise, it never happened. But so
well, it worked out a different way.
It did.
So good thing you're keeping up, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you adopted me on your life. I know everything. but it's literally like, yeah, it's at your fingertips. I think the funny thing is there's just like people, I'm sure, because I haven't had this as much because it's like I've been dating my boyfriend for so long, but I would say I feel as if when if we're not like in the same place, so I'm not updating him all the time, a lot of times you're posting because you're like, oh, he will see it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like you're looking at their thing knowing that they will see that you saw it.
Oh,
yeah. Of Instagram stories.
Oh, of
course. It's like, yeah, so it's like there's all these there's these like games that I realize sometimes when I'm watching other people's stories or watching other people's posts, I'm like, this doesn't feel like it's for me because I feel like it might be for their crush. You know what I mean? Like it might be for like other people, and it's just kind of funny because, you know, that's like,
you know who I love that actually that like does this, but like they're so honest, but they're like, this is for you, like Gabby Lamb is so funny
because
like she'll like post something, she's like, this is a shout out to my ex, like look what you did to me. And it's so funny.
That's great.
Yeah,
because yeah, that's literally I think what like social media is.
Yeah, but I just love her raw
shout
honesty.
Out to Gabby Lamb at Gabby Lamb.
Yeah, Gabby Lammy.
Check it out. Oh, Gabby Lambie on Instagram.
Yes.
But yeah, another hilarious way to do it, I guess, is just call it out, you know?
Yeah, just like the radical honesty.
Good, good.
2020 is all about being reckless.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. Just like,
yeah, you don't need no wrecks. Get rid of those wrecks.
Yes.
What does that mean, reckless?
Okay, like reckless energy. It's like, okay.
What is Harper's reckless?
Okay, reckless energy. So Paula Vigenalin, she, another hilarious comic. She,
jinx.
I know. She was like telling it, she was like explaining it to me like at the start of the year, because I'm like, we were all talking about like how we, you know, how we're trying to stay positive and how we're trying to like just like get, you know, stop being jealous about other people, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, we're just going to like go hard at our careers and like with, you know, dating and whatever. She was like, because we're going to be messy bitches and we're not going to care anymore. And I was like, okay.
Okay. I love that. I think it's like, it is true.
Like
that
fearless
it's like the
almost.
Minute. Yeah. Okay. So that's okay. That's something I'm trying to apply as well, I think, because it's like so scary because you feel like people are like watching you, I guess, especially with like literally people are watching us do stand up. But I think also just like, you know, social media, all that stuff. And so it can be scary and feels like you can't, if you fail, everybody will see. But like in the reality is people are following a bunch of people and like nobody gives a shit, you know?
Yeah.
So
definitely.
I think that is, it's like, okay, how can I like channel the idea that literally nobody cares about what you're doing.
Yeah, no,
'cause then if you 100%. Act right, then that's how we can like get better, I guess, in theory, right?
But yeah,
it's hard. Like I am scared of, I mean, I think, oh, everybody should also follow Harper on Twitter. Is it the same?
It is the same.
Harper Rose D on Twitter. Hilarious, fucking so many great tweets. But I would say Twitter, oh, like, so I respect it a lot because Twitter terrifies me, I think. But, you know, maybe I can channel that recklessness.
Okay.
And not care. But I don't know what it is. Twitter just scares the shit out of me.
Okay. I was just telling the person I'm dating. I was just like he was just like, wow, you haven't been on Twitter. I was like, oh my God, I know. Like, I took a 3-day break and it was so, so good.
So good.
Yeah. I felt like, I was like, wow, I didn't even realize it was depressing me. Because you like get sucked in.
Of course.
course. I think there's like a separate Twitter universe where the world kind of has different news almost. Like,
yeah,
people are like, oh, this person was canceled, and like nobody knows.
And then you come into the outside world and no one gives a fuck. Yeah.
They're like, they might be having a bad day, but like everyone's confused.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, I think I got very scared because I think there's just like, you know, the debates, like the minute you go into like a tweet and then like the replies to that tweet, even if it has nothing to do with myself, I'll just like read, oh, okay, somebody tweeted something a little controversial. I wonder what like people responded to, right?
Right.
And then I'll see it and it's all these like back and forth of like, you spelled that wrong. Oh, you're such, you know, it's like, ah, like it just makes me want to like crawl inside of.
Oh, it's like, die. Yeah, it's really insane.
So that's what I don't like.
I'll just like fire off just like random shit. And like, I honestly, like whenever I send something out, I'm like, oh, this is going to be funny to like, you know, like my two friends that I'm in like constant contact with. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And then I'm like, oh wait, more people than just my two friends are looking at this.
But that's a good way to, I think that's a good way to say it. Cause it's like, you know, those two friends, how to make them laugh. Mm-hmm. Like they know you. And then like, as long as you can like fire it off, I think the key is like probably firing it off and just like not looking.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, it's something crazy you have
to. Oh, I used to be like, with, yeah, uh-huh. It's like, yeah.
But I mean, who can't look, right? It's like posting something.
Well, I turned off my notifications now, so now I'm just like, I don't even give a fuck if it bombs. I'm so like, whatever. Like, this, like, literally does not matter.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like, as long as you're not, like, you know, saying slurs or something.
Yeah,
like
Jesus.
It's not going to ruin you. I mean, hopefully not, right? But yeah, okay, so I like that. I like that.
My parents unfollowed me on Twitter because they said I was, like...
They were on Twitter to begin with.
They were on Twitter, and they were like, Harper, we found you. I was like, and then I started, like, being, like, a little bad girl on there, and they were like, well, that's truly heinous. So we're not going to look at that. We're not going to fucking look at that. I was like, honestly, that's for the best. That's a wrap
on following Harper on Twitter. Yeah,
it's like, and unfollow.
No, that's sweet of them to unfollow.
Yeah, respecting the boundary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure my mom is on those, like on Instagram and Twitter, but she does, like doesn't post, but it's just like following like me and like maybe like a, you know, cousin or something.
Yeah.
Of mine. But then every so often she'll respond to my stories with like 100, you know, like one of the
That's
emojis.
That's really funny.
But
then
she won't realize it. And then I'll respond to her and be like, ha ha ha. And she'll be like, wait, what happened? Did I say something? And I'm like, she'll text me and she goes, Sierra, you said, what did I send? And so she doesn't, I don't think she understands so that. Like you can, if you tap the thing, it sends it to me.
That's so cute.
So I don't know what's going on there. So, but I think she sees some of this stuff. Anyway, regardless, I get a little worried then. I'm like,
you're like, uh-oh, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. I'm not going too crazy, but maybe I will one day.
Yeah.
So I gotta warn her.
Yeah, exactly. No, I feel like your content's like really like funny and tame, but like tame.
Sure.
Like nice and tame.
At the moment, yeah, it's pretty tame. Well, I think one of my little cousins follows me on Instagram, so I gotta kind of be careful.
I try and, like, I will literally put, like, censor my posts, like, on Instagram. Like, if I post something on my story, I will literally put, like, a parental advisory thing, like, over.
Good. Yeah. Good, perfect. Yeah, keep it,
I try and, like, hide it from my cousins. And then my mom will always text, like, the second she sees something that she doesn't approve of, she's like, what about all three of your, and she'll, like, list them off. She's like, what about Rusty Talon?
Say their name.
She's like, look at them. She's like, they follow you. And I was like, yeah, mom. My bad.
It's fine. Yeah,
I know.
There's much worse stuff on the internet.
But like, my grandma follows me, and she loves my raunchy stuff. She's like, keep it up. I'm like, okay, girl.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, there you go. That's the ultimate approval.
I'm like getting egged on by like the wrong people. You know.
You're getting mixed messages from
different
generations.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's hard to like stay a course when I don't know which one to follow.
Right. You just gotta go with your gut.
Yeah.
Post for two friends, and then that way, you know, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay, so that's great. I mean, obviously, I think keep going. You know, like, what if... like
Oh,
even
I've dug
if
myself into such a deep hole with this, like, persona I've created of, like a messy, like, emotionally abused girl. It's like, I'm, like, really not even, like, that bad, but, like, the, like, persona I've created is, like, so fucked up.
Well, it's all about brand, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
it's, like,
true.
You know, it's like when you make your TV show. It's called, autobiographical, semi-autobiographical, but it's, like, a amplified version of yourself.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
You know, maybe that exact scene didn't happen, but everybody's, you know, it's a very great representation of like this taken to the extreme to be funny.
Right.
And then, you know, people obviously are responding to it. So it means that there must be a need.
Yeah, true.
Or a want.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, like for those like 3 months that I was like extremely depressed and like trying to deal with like this, like I think it's just because it was such an ego blow because like I had never been like dumped before. So I was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
So
where
I was,
are
like,
we?
What do you mean? It's like, okay, honey, be humble. Okay. But, But so, like, I was, like, I started, like, writing in, like, a voice I'd never written in before. Mm. And, like, so, like, it's, I know it's, like, weird to say, but, like, even, like, I mean, I didn't like being hurt, but, like, it's almost, like, good that it happened because I found a different voice to write in.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's, like, when, like, my, like, tweets started, like, doing well and, like, whatever. And, cool. like, I, like, found all these, like, new jokes and,
Yeah. And, like, find it from the pain. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like, the better, the lighter side of the darkness, but also not ideal.
Yeah, I was like, I will capitalize on my pain.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Hurt somebody, me for my art, okay.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
But pretty cool. I mean, and then that can always pivot into, like, whatever new angle you're taking from a happier side.
Yes,
right?
I know. Yeah, I'm like, I need to go update, like, my stand-up now.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah, that's how it works. But yeah, so I guess what else, like, kinds of things have these most recent months brought then? Do you feel like it's, like, you know, I don't know. I guess, like, have you tried any, like, routine changes or, like?
I work out every single, that was to be a lie, but I work out, like, when I wake up in the mornings now, I, like, try and do it, like, first thing.
Right.
It's either, like, I'll either, like, go do, like, a yoga class or whatever, because I'm annoying like that, or, like, I'll go on a run or something, and I feel like that just, like, really, like, clears my head.
Cool.
Especially because I am so prone to getting anxiety and stuff like that. I feel like it just really calms me down to just, like, do it in the morning.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like I've only ever been able to do that, like, once. One time where I used to live, I was near a yoga studio, and then,
you're so close to me.
Yeah, yeah, it was Yogala, I think.
Yeah,
okay, yeah. I think I've only been once. I don't remember, but I literally was like, "Oh, okay." So I think I signed up for something, and maybe went twice. And they, you know, like, the thing that was the incentive is I was already locked in, and then if I didn't go, I have to pay, like, $20.
Oh shit!
So I was like, "Okay, okay."
You're like, "And I'm in."
So I, like, walked over the hill, went to this yoga thing, and then afterward, I was like, "Man, my calves are so sore," and I think it was because I was. Like, I'm really not flexible. Like, I can't touch my toes. It's insane.
Oh, really?
No, I can't. I've never been able to, though. Even, like, peak when I was, like, you know, a spry little high school kid, like, playing basketball, in shape, I couldn't touch my toes. I could barely.
Oh, okay.
Just, like, not a thing that I can do. And so, of course, I'm, like, shaking through the whole yoga thing. But afterward, my calves were really sore. I was like, wow, yoga must have, like, killed my calves. But then I realized later, it was just, like, the hill that I had to walk over.
Yeah.
That killed me. So I'm like, okay, if I went the long way that was, like, not so steep, I probably wouldn't be as sore. So I think I can go back to yoga now.
Yeah.
But initially, I was like, I can't do that.
You're like, and that's killer.
I couldn't walk for, like, 2 days. I mean, I could, but it was, like, embarrassing.
It was, like, yeah, it was painful.
But that's great. So then do you go to, like, one of those yoga studios near?
It's, like, Moto and Echo Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel like I passed by that before. Cool. Was that good?
Yeah, I love it. I started going, actually, around this time. Or I started going in January of, like, 2019.
Cool.
And just, like, fell in love with it. And I was like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah. Okay, so it was, like, a New Year's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well, January.
Well, I was getting out of a breakup then, too. Yeah, I mean, like, we had broken up, like, you know, kind of. I was just telling you about that. But, like, we had, like, broken up, like, unofficially. We, like, stopped, like, being, like, you know, involved with each other. But then, like, he moved out in, like, January, like, and then in December.
Cool.
And that's when I was like, uh-oh, it's time to start working out.
Yeah,
okay.
How do we go to yoga? Right?
Yeah.
Like, no, that's great. I recently watched that Bikram documentary.
Oh my God. Fucked.
It's messed up. But that's like that weird hot yoga thing. And then also, they've divorced from this man who was kind of this, like, cult leader rapist man.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Oh my God. That documentary I watched it twice. I needed to do round two on it.
Oh,
I was like, let me like really.
What did you gather from the second time?
More bad.
More
turns
bad.
Out.
It only got worse.
And I liked it. You know what?
The deleted scenes.
I got
even
it.
Worse.
No, I thought that was so, oh my God, just so eerie.
Yeah, man. It's just that kind of like cult mentality. And, and it feels worse because you know these people really believed in him and they had to overcome even more than just like, I mean, I don't know. It's obviously sexual assault, not easy to overcome no matter what. But,
right.
But, like,
but especially when it's like in that type of environment where like you're like, oh, I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to do good.
Right.
And like you're trying to, and especially because yoga is about like, you know, getting your mind right as well as your body. And then like when you're assaulted in that environment, I just feel like that's like, you know, it's just so damaging.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like some of the things that they were saying, like, the ones who it had transformed their lives or like chronic pain and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That was pretty interesting. Like, I wonder you know, not that like just separate from the documentary itself, but just that practice. Cause I guess that still exists around. It's just like not his schools anymore or whatever, that hot yoga thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It must be pretty great.
Right. Yeah. Let's give it a try. Yeah. But yeah, it was like so crazy.
Yikes. I know. Now I like, but that, of course, so that's my most recent like viewing of what yoga is.
I'm and you're like, oh great. I'm fucking good on that.
Go back.
Yeah.
No, it's different, but yeah, it was bad.
The studio I go to is not that culty. Like there's like, there's like a sprinkling of cult, but like not even, no, not really. It's just like, you know, I feel like that's like with any like intent, even like with like SoulCycle and that shit. Like I feel like any like, what's the word? Like any like type of like group, like there's going to be like, you know, people are going to get like pretty excited and pretty into it. And sometimes that can be like a turnoff for me. I'm like, why are you this into it?
Right.
Oh, totally. I'm like, I'm doing it, but I'm not enthusiastic like that.
Yeah. I mean, cause I guess it's like, you have to buy in because it's already kind of painful. So you're like, well, if I'm going to be here, I better love it or else I'm going to like quit. And then I have to go back to like, you know, not exercising or something. And so that's kind of like the way that they buy in, which is fair. I mean, I think, I haven't really ever been that, especially after high school. Well, because in high school I did a lot of sports, so I was like very you know, a lot of sports I did basketball like for 8 years, and then I quit and
wow,
I did,
for 8 years,
like like since I was, you know, it was like 8 to 16 or something. I was,
but
like,
still really, I mean that's good.
No, in basketball, it was a lot of fun. It was like a good lesson in like, oh, you're not good at this, but well,
but
like,
I
or, like
will
you're,
keep doing
it's like
it.
But you kind of have to keep doing it, and like that was a good lesson, I think, because it's like, you know, or not even that, I wasn't, it's like I worked really hard, so I was like maybe skilled at it, but I was 4'10", like it wasn't gonna work out, you know what I mean?
Oh,
I was like
God.
2 foot when I started or something, and anyway, so you know, I think it was like a good thing, but like what it kind of became associated with, like just dread of like working out was like unenjoyable, because it was like, oh, I hate basketball, you know. At a certain point I was just like, I can't be yelled at by these like men coaches anymore.
Yeah,
like it was just so weird. I mean, and women coaches, it was just like, I think I kind of started to associate it with negative things, so I have to get that out of my system and be like, working out can be fun just for yourself,
you
but yeah, it's a journey.
No, it totally is.
I think jogging though is fun. Like, do you sometimes also run around?
Oh, I love running.
That's good.
I love it so much. I always do Elysian.
Oh, cool.
That,
yeah,
that
park
over here.
Yeah, like the trails and stuff. Yeah. That's one thing I miss about not being close to there, is like I could literally just run up and then be in the trails.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's other stuff.
You live in a great area now.
Sure. It's pretty residential, so I haven't really scoped out like where I could run, but I think you just run on the street. Like,
yeah.
I see people walking their dogs and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then maybe I will have a dog one day.
Yes.
But I don't think so. It's not going to happen in this house.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So wow, that was shut down.
I know, sorry.
You're like, maybe. I'm like, okay.
But it's not going to happen this era.
But it will not, so next. Okay.
So, sorry, Alfred, but not going to hang out with my dog.
Okay, well, one time, so I live in a studio, and I got sea monkeys, because I was like, I really want a pet.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to kill a fish.
Those little seahorse things.
And I made them live for a long-ass time.
Cool. What are they like?
Just like little teeny, I don't even know exactly.
They're kind of like microscopic.
They're like micro shrimp. Like, I don't even know what the hell they are. But like, I would just see them like bebopping around the little tank.
Cute.
And I'm like, I am a fucking
them?
Mother right now.
You feed them?
Oh, honey, yeah.
And then do they need like light or air or anything? Or what are
they just have
animals?
This weird little food. And like, just like make sure they don't get like too hot or too cold. Just like room temperature. I remember I brought a guy home one time. And he was so turned off that I had sea monkeys. So he was like making fun of me. He's like, that's not a real pet. I was like, bitch, there's 4,000 real pets in my apartment.
4,000. Oh my God.
Like,
it's an ecosystem.
Look at, I know.
That's so funny. Oh,
whatever.
My God.
He started dating me. So I was like, who's the real winner?
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. He wasn't, clearly he wasn't that turned off.
Exactly.
He was probably turned on. That's great. That's a great thing to come home to.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of organisms. 4,000.
Well, that's a ballpark. Maybe it was,
I
like
mean, still quite a lot. I remember, I think my mom talked about when she was like a little kid, they got like mail ordered sea monkeys, and they were so excited because they saw it in the magazine.
Oh my God.
And they were like so excited. It was like they're going to get like 200 sea monkeys. And then I think it like came in and it was like drained.
Oh my God.
Or something horrible.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, but also I think it was advertised as like, they're going to be these huge ass seahorses. And then they're like microscopic.
Because I know like a lot of kids do, because it's like a practice thing.
Yeah,
it's like, make sure you feed them. But I did it when I was a child, and like I thought they were going to grow bigger. And I remember being sad. I was like,
oh,
I
sure.
wanted fish, but I guess not. So.
Yeah, they're little bits. But your expectations were met this time.
Yeah, they were met.
I mean, what's another good? I guess plants.
plants. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I'll feature this later, but my friend got me this little dog moss thing.
Oh, I love that.
It's a succulent and a dog in a moss shaped dog.
Oh,
or
my
dog
God,
shaped
that's
moss.
So cute.
For audio listeners out there. Yeah, it's fun. So I got to get a mister to mist it because the moss itself, like, I can't water it. I gotta buy that before it dies. But yeah, my sister has a lot of plants, so you know, it's a big responsibility. I gotta go to her house and water them when she's gone out of town.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, but so you're moving, obviously, which is exciting.
Yes.
But your place flooded that one time.
Oh my
and, like,
God,
what the hell was that?
That was like the cherry on top of my nightmare. Like, I swear to God, like, uh-huh. Honestly,
don't think about that.
I keep going on podcasts and I can't shut the fuck up about this 3-month period.
Oh yeah,
because it was
There's much to learn.
So it's like, not only was I just like creating like a flood of my own tears, but like I woke up, I think I was FaceTiming with
a metaphor.
It was fucked. Mm-hmm. But so I like. It's like, you know, another night alone. We're loving it. I'm sad as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then I think I was FaceTiming with Paula V or something. But all of a sudden, like, I hear this noise. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I lean up out of bed. And water is just shooting out of my kitchen. And it's coming, like, into the bedroom area. And
holy
I'm like,
shit.
Excuse me, what? And so I, like, get up. And I just, like, it's like an inch of water all throughout my apartment. And
that's
I'm like,
insane.
Uh-oh, like, it's wild. And then, like, mud started shooting, or dirt from a pipe burst.
Great.
And so it just started, like, bursting. It was insane. And I'm, like, trying to, like, clean it up. I'm trying to get the water out. Like,
yeah. Jesus.
I had to, like, build a boat. It was, like, crazy
right,
in there.
Right, right, right.
I couldn't.
Keep
I
your head above the water.
Yeah,
Titanic.
Seriously.
Titanic.
I didn't live in my apartment for, like, 10 days.
Ugh, what a frustrating thing. And then was there, like, a lot of damage?
Oh, yeah. No,
belongings?
Like,
yeah.
When I used to bartend, I made, like, really good money. And so I, like, one night, I was, like, a little bit wine drunk. And I'm like, I'm going to buy myself a nice-ass rug. And I bought myself this really nice, like, handmade rug, whatever. And then, oh, you already know that was completely ruined.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because, like, the mud and the muck, like,
yeah,
got all... And the
do?
Water, it had water damage, like, everything. And, like, one of my favorite books, like, was ruined. Like, my dad gave me... It was, like, crazy.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Yeah, well, at least you were awake.
Yeah. Oh, you my know? God. Yeah.
Just thinking about, because I think part of me was thinking, oh, it was in the middle of the night, and then you're like waking up and you're like,
oh, I sent like my manager like and it, like a manic email. I was like, I'm about to drown. Oh, and she's like, okay, let's get this. And then they had plumbers like the next morning.
Okay.
And then they were like, yeah, no, you can't live here. And I was like, all
right.
Dope. But they put me in like an Airbnb in downtown.
Okay,
and I was like,
yeah,
oh my God, I loved it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Downtown's pretty cool. Very hip.
Yeah.
Very
That actually,
industrial.
That's what, and like because of the flood, that actually is like what started getting me out of like my little spiral too.
Yeah, it took a flood.
Yeah, I'm like going
apartment.
To my therapist. I'm like, honey, a bitch is flooded. And she was like, I'm sorry, what? I'm like,
yeah. Okay, good. So
yeah.
Turn
but
in,
I got to like
in
live in like a new like change of scenery. It was like really refreshing.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. That change of scenery thing does help a lot.
Yeah.
Like, just even if it's the same city, but just a different part of town.
That's also why I'm so excited to move too, because like, I mean, I redid my apartment after my ex moved out, but like, that was like the place that we shared together.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
Yeah,
and so like, still sometimes like, I feel like that energy is like in there. So I just like, I'm excited to go to like a new place and just like start fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I want to make some new nightmares.
Yeah. Good. Fresh nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I forgot that that's like kind of, you know, it's pretty good that you're able to stay there for as long as you have and like make it your own. But yeah, it'd be nice to like have a new thing. What's your sort of dream setup? Would you want to get like a new, do you think you'd buy like a new rug? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I would love to get like a new rug. Yeah. And I want a new neighborhood too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I mean, I've been, I love my neighborhood so much, but like,
it's very nice.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause you
right,
yeah.
right by the
How
lake
long did you
too?
Live over there?
I was only there. So I was probably only there for like 2-ish years. Is that right? 2-ish years. Maybe
okay.
A little under, but then, my boyfriend had lived there before, so I was like kind of squatting there.
Oh, nice.
The squat. Okay. Yeah. So, cause I was living at home and then I would just be there a lot. So it was kind of like, I felt like I was there for 3-ish or maybe longer or shorter. I don't know.
Yeah.
Regardless, there was an in-between period and then I was there officially.
Officially.
And then
right.
I moved out in January. So.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But
I've been here for
far.
Like almost like about 5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
in Echo Park.
Yeah.
In the same place. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it feels like home and like I love
like
it, but like at the same time I'm like,
change.
You know, like I'm ready just for like a new chapter.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like
it's totally worth it, especially if you're, you know, renting. So it's not like you have to feel like you're like locked in if you're able to get out of there.
And yeah.
Then, you know, I like moving sucked, but we got movers, which was really nice.
Oh, the, yeah, like, yeah, that's the move.
Yeah, because I can't carry shit. Like, yeah. I don't know what we would have done without these guys. Were like, they like rang our doorbell early in the morning, which was kind of stressful.
We are here.
Yeah, we were like, oh, okay, they're gonna come between like 10 and 11. That's when we had scheduled it, and they came at 8. So we were like not ready. But
top of the motherfucking
it was
morning.
Yeah. So it was like, okay, Saturday or Sunday. We did it on a weekend because of work and stuff, and then. Yeah, they were just like wrapping shit up and like bouncing it on the ground. Like, it was a little rough, but I mean, at the end of the day, our apartment doesn't matter because like we're moving out of it here. We just had to move into the front place. So like they did it in like 3 hours too. And they were just like chugging along. Like it was magical. I can't believe people do that.
No, it's
a
incredible.
A lot of physical labor.
Yeah, no, it's so much. Like, so Jesus Christ.
That was worth it for us. But we just have, like a couple big pieces that it's, like, I think I would break it. Or I just would break myself. So it's, like, worth paying the money.
Well, so I got a new bed after, you know, my unofficial divorce. I was, I don't want to sleep on the same bed. So I got, like, a new bed, new bed frame, like, everything. And that was the first time that I just paid someone else to do it. Because I was, you know what? Like, I'm not spending 4 hours putting this bullshit together.
Yeah, and, being stressed out about that. Not worth it.
Yeah, no.
So that's, like, the one thing is the moving thing. It did make me want to be a minimalist. I'm, like, I should probably just live out of a backpack.
Oh, I've already started, like, giving so much stuff away.
Yeah, yeah. Throw it all out.
Mm-hmm.
We literally had to, like, oh, God. Well, we had a lot of food in our fridge, which was, like, the dumbest thing. We had to move. I had to move, like, 4 packs of chicken broth. They, like, moved it for us.
Oh,
which was fine, but it was just, like, hilarious. I'm like, oh, wow, I've got this, like, chicken broth.
You're like, this will be coming with me.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
I guess I, and since then, I've drank all the chicken broth.
Amazing.
I mean, I made it into stuff, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was worth it. But yeah, change of scenery, always nice. Like, part of me, would you ever consider, like, obviously I'm not, like, don't for my own selfish reasons, but moving cities? Because I kind of am like, I've been here because I grew up here.
Yeah.
And sometimes I feel like, oh, I wonder if I should experience another city, but I don't think it'll happen anytime soon. I'm just like, you know, as far as change of scenery goes, that is the biggest change of scenery.
Honestly, I was just talking about this with someone. I'm content with LA right now, and like I feel like I have things like in the pipeline that I'm trying to, you know, accomplish and whatever. But I always, about like once a year, sometimes more, I always think like, you know, what if I just sold all my stuff and just moved to New York right now? Like, cause sometimes I just think like, I think I would be better at stand up if I.
Sure, they always say it's like. A
yeah,
lot of
I always, time. But like I always think like, oh, the grass is always greener. But like I have more connections out here.
Yeah.
And then I have to like restart. I don't know. But, like, right. I always, like, toy with the idea of just moving out there.
Yeah. Wait, did you live there for a little bit, though?
No. So, I went out there for 2 summers during high school. I did, like, a film camp or whatever when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
And then I did, like, some, like, writing programs and acting programs. It was, I forget, like, exactly, like, where it was. But it was, like, by, like, kind of, like, Times Square, kind of like a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But then also did, like, a writing program, like, through NYU and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah, so you kind of know, like, at least you spent some time there. Like, I feel like the longest I've ever been there is, like, 5 days, but...
No, yeah. I spent, I spent, like, it was, like, 2 summers there. It was
cool.
Really, really fun. And I didn't do stand-up at the time, but, like, I wish I did. But, like, yeah, so, but it was really great being out there. But, like, I think I would love to, like, spend a year out there, like, before, like, I have, like, a family or anything.
Yeah,
not like that's, like, happening anytime soon, but, like...
Family is coming.
Yeah, and TikTok.
And they're knocking on the door.
No, but, like, before... Cool. You know?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think that's the thing that, like, whenever we talk to people who are more settled down, it's like, oh, just get all your dreams out now.
Yeah. I don't know. Like,
which is funny, but I don't know.
Some of my friends were like, oh, yeah, I was born and raised in the city. I'm like, you have scary ass energy. And, like, I respect you.
Oh, sure. Yeah, New York, like, Manhattan.
Kids. And you're hot, they're but like, you do scare me. So, no.
When they're, like, prepubescent. So
yeah.
Like, ticket holders.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Can't imagine. No, but yeah, definitely a lot of people. Grass is always greener, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I do kind of look at other folks in other cities, or like people.
Where would you go? Where, like, what other city, like, are you thinking?
I mean, I think I would definitely, like, just practically, probably New York as well, because it does still, like, allow us to do what we like to do, which is, like, stand up and entertainment and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, then part of me was like, well, you know, there's always the chance that, like, you get a job, I get a job out there or something, so I have to live out there, and so then it'll just bring me there. But then the more that I live my life, I'm like, oh, it's a little harder to move in that direction. So if you're not making it happen, then it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, I can't just sit around and be like, well, I can't wait for my like Hogwarts letter in the mail to go to New York, you know?
Yeah.
So part of me, definitely New York. I would say, like, other than that, I think I just think about, if I weren't doing this particular profession, you know, I see a lot of friends go abroad and live abroad for a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe they're working for like the branch of their company that is out there.
Yes.
So that's kind of nice. You know, that's like a very stable way to do it. But I guess, you know, also just the ability to like pick up and leave would be cool. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
Which I guess we can do easier than they can do, say, if you're like locked into like a job that is keeping you in a certain city or something. But, yeah, I don't know. So yeah, part of me is like, ooh, what would it be like to live outside the U.S.? Because I've never really done that before.
Yeah.
I didn't study abroad, or I didn't really like, yeah, I never did that. But
you're right. I only did one semester of college, and I was like, I'm going to head out. But but my first time going abroad, or to the U.K. and to Europe was this summer.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. And awesome. I went with Bryce. Bryce, he's one of my little buddies, but he's amazing. And but I was doing comedy in London, and it was incredible.
Cool.
I was like, fuck, like I would move here.
I've heard that stand-up is like huge there.
Yeah,
because it's just
the rooms are great. People are so excited for it, like, yeah,
weird, what's that like?
Yeah, I know.
It's like, hey. People are like, oh, you're interrupting me and my date. But yeah, that's cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the other thing. It'd have to be kind of like English speaking, because it's like, I can't learn another language.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
When Bryce and I were when we were in Paris, like everyone had warned us like, oh, Parisians, like they're going to fucking hate you. Like they hate Americans.
Right,
fuck you. And then like people in London were like, oh yeah, like you're going to be screwed. And I'm like, oh shit.
They're going to like throw, what do they think?
They're going to throw snails at us. Yeah, yeah. What's happening? And like Bryce and I, one time we our first like real day there, because we got there at night, and then the next morning we were like walking around, and we would walk up to a cafe, and then someone would look at us, and then we would like run away, because like we were too and then finally we were so hungry. I was like, all right, Bryce, Bryce, I'm gonna be honest, I'm not gonna speak because I'm so scared, but just go in there. And Bryce was actually like the one, like I thought I knew more French than Bryce. Uh-huh. But Bryce is like, all right, I learned these three phrases, let's go. I was like, all right, honey, I'm shy, put the team on your back because mama is motherfucking hungry. And he went in there and like spoke his like little French, and then they were actually so nice to us. And like,
yeah,
everyone I feel like built it up in our head like, oh, they're gonna fucking spit on you,
you guys are,
they're gonna hate you, you dirty pigs. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, okay. But then everyone, like, honestly, they were nicer to us in Paris than they were in London.
Right.
Like,
oh,
it was,
God,
I know, I was like,
well,
fuck y'all.
Well, that's the thing, it's, they've got to see a bajillion tourists every day,
right.
So there's gonna be maybe some of the local people who are like, I'm better than you, but they won't necessarily like,
of course, and
like who's this?
Parisians, I feel like, as a, like for like the people that we interacted with, like, were so funny.
Oh,
and like,
great.
There's a great comedy scene in Paris too.
Oh wow, okay, yeah, I didn't know.
Honey, that's, I guess, awesome. We're going, fuck, okay,
oh, I guess we're gonna live in Paris. No, that's incredible. I went on a little, ooh, I actually, my friend who's living with me right now, we traveled together right after graduating and went, you know, to like a lot of European cities and stuff like
nice.
That, so it was like a very quintessential, like, you know, traveling around before you have to like have responsibilities,
right?
And but yeah, I mean, like when we were in, we did go to Paris, and when we were there, it was kind of like, I think we didn't know anybody knew French, so we were just like bopping around like Americans,
yeah, like,
you know,
hello?
What I mean, like they
yeah.
hated us, and we're like, eh, whatever, can't understand, don't know what's going on, so it's fine. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely like, it does get that rep, I think. Is it? Oh, I think, yeah. I think also France in general is supposed to be nice, but then like Paris itself is sort of like probably like New York.
Okay, so London reminded me of San Francisco.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then Paris reminded me of New York.
Cool.
It was such an incredible city. But also, so that was my first time ever going to like a country where, because I'd never been into a country where I didn't speak the language or like,
right.
or you know what I mean?
Cool.
And like, I just felt so like in awe, like it was, and it was such a unique, like, and terrifying feeling,
sure, yeah.
to just be so like a fish out of water. Like I was just like,
yeah,
you know, and I felt like, I was like, damn, I'm like old to be experiencing this. I feel like everyone was like, no, when I was in college, I went here,
sure,
you know?
Yeah, cool.
And I was like, well, I didn't do that. But,
yeah.
Like a man came up, uh-huh. we were outside of this museum, and this man comes up to us, and like, he was super friendly. He was just trying to like sell us tickets. And he asked us a question in French,
uh-huh.
and I just started, it had been like a long day where like, we were doing like 10 to 12 mile days, like, whoa, of just on our feet.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just comes up to me and like asks me a question, and I just started crying. And then I was like, I'm so sorry. And then he was like, why are you crying? And he's like, I just asked if you wanted a ticket. And I was like, I just feel like an idiot. And he's like, you're okay. Oh, and then like, God, he ended up like consoling Bryce and I. And I was like,
wow, yeah, nice man, sticking around.
He was like, this bitch is crazy. But no, I was like,
that's like a lot to handle. You know,
I was like, I'm a little tired, candy ass. Like, I like get so, like, I was just so overwhelmed.
I'm a huge crier. Like, I feel like I used to, when I was younger, I used to be so ashamed that I would cry, because I would cry.
Yes. Oh.
Like, all the time. Like, not all the time, but I think I was just, like, very hyper aware of when I would cry and know mm-hmm. that it would be oftentimes very public.
Yes.
Like, I definitely, I mean, we talked about basketball already, but sometimes if I felt like I was letting the team down, I was crying for sure.
Oh, see,
it was a lot. And then I would be even more upset that I cried in front of people.
Oh, of course. And then that triggers more crying. Yeah. Okay, you and I are cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, so I do appreciate, yeah, when I know, because then some people are like, oh, you know, you're lucky to be able to cry, because some people
can't. We're tapped in, honey. Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, I wish I could have like split the difference, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because I probably cry too much, but yeah, I mean, it's part of my.
Is anyone in your family like that? Like,
okay, well, so I think my sister.
Your sister.
But okay. We joke that my mom is like, she like doesn't get it. She's like, wait, what? Like, I feel like she's very not soft, like,
oh,
that.
I know. Oh, well, yeah, so my mom and my brother do not cry. Like, I call them the robots of the family. Like, they're just like beep boop beep. I'm like, what is going on?
Good.
Like, one time, yeah, my mom told me really horrifying news. It was really sad, and I started crying, and I was like, Mom, oh my God. She goes, Harper. I'm like, yeah. She's like, why the heck are you crying? And I was like, wait, what? I'm like, what did I just miss? I'm like, where's your emotion?
That's
so funny.
That's kind of like my mom and sometimes then, too. Yeah,
like a breeze will blow by, and my dad will just start tearing up. He's like, isn't nature beautiful? I'm like, yes, tender. Dad, it is.
Tender.
Like, my dad and I are the criers, yeah, and then my mom and my brother are like, tears? You're not going to see any from me?
Right.
You're like, okay.
I feel like my dad, I don't think I've actually, like, I don't think I've seen my dad cry, which is kind of common for people, I guess.
Yeah.
But I would say he's probably sensitive like us, in the sense that I think he gets more hurt by, like, words that don't necessarily mean to hurt him. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And so I think that's what I'm learning. It's like, okay, I think we have that sensitivity thing,
yeah,
a little bit like him, but I don't think he like cries as much in the same way, at least not that I've seen, which is,
right,
you know, I'd love to see my dad cry. I mean,
yeah,
probably not sad.
Let's make him. Okay, yeah.
Dad cry. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, yeah, I think it's like interesting because, you know, of course, patriarch of the fam.
Yeah.
They gotta be whatever, but it's like, yeah.
No, dude, like, my mom's like the ox of the family. Like, she's like the matriarch, the bad bitch.
Yeah,
like,
nice.
If they're like, she loves maybe not necessarily like loves confrontation, but she doesn't shy away from it. She's mm-hmm. like, oh, someone messed up, I'll be right there. I'm like, sure. All right, mommy. Like, she's like, she grizzly mom. Like,
yeah,
and then my dad's like, more of like a chiller, more of like a, hey, like, we don't need to do this. Ooh. You know, like, he's like very like kind of like laid back, mm-hmm. and then like a total crier.
Seems like a good.
It's a good balance. They're a fun mix. Yeah,
yeah, cool. Yeah, you got someone for everything.
Yeah, no,
all
definitely.
All situations. That's, yeah, that makes sense. I think, yeah, I wonder about that too. And I think my sister and I always talk about how, like, you know, we probably, it's like, there's also the thing too where it's like, I think with women crying, like, people sometimes think it's like, oh, you're doing it on purpose because of,
yeah,
X or Y, or like, you're trying to get attention. It's like, no, literally, if I had a choice, I would not.
You know what? No, because it's emotionally intelligent, I think, to be, it's like, I'm going to like spin it positively for us. Okay. No,
I'm
but
ready.
It's like,
thank you, on brand.
But okay. I feel like it's a sign of emotional intelligence when you can, yeah, when you cry, because it's like, so many people, and like, you know, I know that there's like different ways of coping with everything, but if you're just always like stifling things, then you're not really feeling, and then you're living,
yeah,
numb.
That's scary. I don't want to.
Bitch, we're feeling out here.
Yeah. God. I want to live numb.
Yes.
That's gross.
I know.
No. But yeah, good, good. Gotta cry. Gotta be hydrated to cry too.
Exactly.
That's important. Let's check time. All right. We good. Are you good on time? It's 1:30.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Cool. Okay, sweet. But yeah, so good to know. Mm-hmm. Good to know that there are other criers.
Oh yeah.
But
it's getting,
yeah,
to the point where, like, honestly, like, there's like a, like, during like that cute little period that I will never stop talking about, like, people, like, I just wasn't even like trying to hide it anymore, because I was just, yes, like, so I was like, I reached like a new level of sad, and like, people would like FaceTime me and I wouldn't even stop crying. I'm like, this is it, this is where we are, honey. They're like, Jesus, Harp, like,
no, it's good. I mean, yeah, you gotta be vulnerable with friends.
Yeah,
I think that's super helpful so that they can help you, you know. Yeah, I mean, I think that's an interesting thing. Like, I feel like when I, oh yeah, one big thing that I've been talking about a lot is like calling people more, because I feel like I kind of lost that because I started listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about like sometimes I would probably, back in the day, I would probably call people when I was like doing some task that I could talk and do it. So like washing the dishes or cleaning up or something like that. But then now it's like, oh, well, I have a podcast, so I'll just listen to that. And then I realized like stop calling people.
Wow.
But now I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually way more useful. And, you know, like FaceTiming again, that's like a little bit more involved.
I need to calm down. See, okay, so you are switching them out. I need to do, honestly, like the opposite. So I'm always like calling someone, because I don't have a car. So like whenever I'm walking, I'm like, oh, let me call so-and-so.
That's a good call, yeah.
I love to face, like today, I just was like, Paula V FaceTimed me and I was like getting in the shower. I was like, okay, we've already broken so many boundaries. Here we go. And then I was like FaceTimed her while I was like in the shower. I was like, I need to stop. But but like, I used to listen to podcasts too, but I feel like I never listen to them anymore.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wonder what learning is like. Like, what if we did that, you know?
You know, I'm listening to like stupid podcasts most of the time. They're like, you know, they're not like NPR. Like,
have you ever listened to the podcast, My Dad Wrote a Porno?
No, but didn't they make that into a TV show or something?
Oh my God, did they?
I don't know. But I heard it was...
Okay, I need to look that up.
I don't know.
It is... That podcast, though, is so goddamn funny. Like, that was, like, probably like, the last one that I, like, religiously listened to.
Oh, interesting. What was it about?
Okay, so this woman's dad wrote a porno. Mm-hmm. Like a porn book, whatever.
Okay.
For adult novel, whatever.
Yeah,
it's called. And then, and it's, like, so, so bad, but, like, so funny. And it's, like, really, like, raunchy. And they're English, too. So it's, like, extra funny.
Literally, I cannot laugh at that accent.
Oh, my God. And it's, like, the names are, like, ridiculous. Like, Priscilla. And it's, like, what are we doing here? But, yeah, no, it's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then it's like a certain number of episodes and ends kind of thing. Or like...
Well, yeah, it did. But then the dad, like, it got so, the podcast got so popular, the dad wrote another book. And then they're like, all right, we're reading this now.
Season two.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, that's funny.
It's
so
great.
They just read it out loud.
Yeah, they just read it out loud. And then, like, they'll, like, roast it as they go.
Nice, nice. Wow.
I'd be like, your dad wrote this. And she's like, I know. Yeah, it's, like, crazy.
Okay, so it's one person who's not. The daughter.
There's three people. Oh. Yeah. There's like the girl and then two guys.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. I think I remember that HBO like made a series based off of it, like a TV.
Oh, wow.
But then I think it didn't do
great. Oh, it didn't well.
It's like hard to translate.
Yeah. I don't know how that would work as a TV show unless they're like, you're like
doing a
turning the porn into, which I don't know. But yeah.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Okay. I'll totally listen to that. But no. I mean, but I think what I mean, like as great as podcasts can be, like before bed, that's a good way to do it too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't want to replace that sort of human connection that is like calling a friend or like, you know, even friends that sometimes I'm like, oh, like I'll see you or something, like somebody who's like in LA. I don't feel like I need to like call or catch up. But then it's like, actually though, if, you know, we go a span of like not seeing each other, it would be nice to call. You know what I mean?
When you and Veronica went to happy hour, that one time, that was so much fun. And
we should do that again. That was really fun. What was that place called again?
Taste.
Yeah, that was great. Well, we'll do that. Happy hour. Gotta do happy hour. I like love happy hour because I feel like we're so lucky, or at least typically, that like we can make it to a lot of the ones.
Yeah.
It's like for, you know, sometimes it's work hours, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, totally we should do that. But, you know, in the event that like things get mixed up or whatever, then like I'm like, I'll call you guys.
Yes, call a bitch up.
It's lots of fun. But I mean FaceTime though, that is kind of the ideal thing. I haven't really gotten used to FaceTime though. It's intense.
Really? Oh no, see, I'm like, it like weirds me out if someone just calls me on the phone. I'm like, why can I not see your face? Like I'm like insane.
Where are you?
And I'm like, what is going, well no, and it's funny too because like, you know, I'm like, I spend like a lot of nights at my boyfriend's house and then like with like the little like group chat with my friends I'm in, like they'll like be like our nightly FaceTime, like what's going on? And I'm like, fuck, I'm missing it. Like I get FOMO now that I'm like missing out.
Okay,
I'm like, am I like, I feel like I'm unhealthy.
No,
I'm
that's
so
normal.
Codependent. I'm like, ooh.
No, I feel like that's normal if there's like a group thing and you're
it's
like,
the group chat
to show up.
And like, well, three-way FaceTime.
Oh, that's fun. Wait, is that possible?
Yes.
I don't even know that.
Oh, no, it is. No, you can like get four in there.
Jesus,
yeah.
I've never even done this. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay, I'll loop you in with Veronica next time. It's going to be good.
Okay, please do. Yeah. So that's the other thing, too. It's like my phone does – something's wrong with it, so the ear thing doesn't work, so I have to have headphones.
Oh, okay.
Or speakerphone.
Okay.
Or speakerphone. But like sometimes I feel like, okay, if I'm out and about, I don't want to like speakerphone to everybody in the universe. Or here I like will lose my headphones. So I need to buy – If you need to buy new headphones, that's really important. I'm trying to get AirPods. No, no. Do you have AirPods?
No, I don't. Everybody because I feel like I'm not cool enough to pull them off.
Oh, definitely cool. I feel like they're not cool. I feel like they're kind of
really?
Lame.
No, I feel like all the cool people have them. And like I'm over here with like my wire headphones. I'm like, ugh.
I mean, yeah, I have my wire, but then I lose them. So I don't even know where they are right now. So I have to like use like headphones.
No, AirPods are fucking into, like, hot. Get some AirPods.
Okay. I mean, it's going to happen. So then I'm going to be very mobile and yeah. have my phone. And be able,
you know,
to
like I always
it.
See like hot ass business ladies having AirPods.
Okay, yeah, that could look
and I'm like, yes, bitch.
Because it's like hotter than a Bluetooth. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
no.
But it does use Bluetooth. But like imagine like that one little piece that like people would make fun of men or businessmen wearing Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Lame.
No, that's like you look like an office like little bitch boy. I'm so sorry to say that, but that's just like what it comes to my.
You know, yeah.
That's
mean,
my visceral reaction. But
office little bitch boy.
Yeah.
So yeah, AirPods a little step above.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something I need to buy before I can embark upon this FaceTime journey.
Okay, you let me know when you have it though, because
it'll
I'm gonna
happen. I mean,
do
I can
an aggressive
talk before.
FaceTime.
I can talk before then. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll do speaker. But yeah, and then I also need to get. Better phone service at some point because I literally have T-Mobile and it's the worst thing ever.
Dang.
Not that like if I'm home Wi-Fi we're good, but literally I have T-Mobile. It's like the cheapest thing ever. But when I was taking calls in like even the center of Hollywood when I was working there, I would drop 100% of my calls. It was really awful.
Really?
Because it would be like conference calls and then they have to like loop the person back in. That would happen. Like it was like devastating to my. Just general work life.
Oh shit!
It was terrible. Yeah. So T-Mobile sucks, but
well, Sprint
I don't
really is
know
like there's like some gnarly stuff about Sprint, but I will say like I get like good service, and
that's
also
good.
Like when you go abroad, like you don't have to pay extra for.
Oh yeah, T-Mobile does that too, but that's,
okay,
like,
that's
the only
good
thing about it.
Okay.
It's, like, terrible otherwise. Yeah. So
okay. Well, more of the story. Fuck T-Mobile.
Yeah, these are some things I need to consider. Well, I think the real thing is like I just have to only take Wi-Fi calls. So FaceTime works,
yeah.
FaceTime audio, you know, FaceTime
boom.
Audio me if nobody's, you know.
Perfect.
Nobody has a camera.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but these are all good things. I used to use GroupMe as a group text app. Did
what
you
the hell's
GroupMe?
That?
So I guess it's kind of died, but it was basically like an app that you would download that could be like a group text. So it's sort of like Facebook Messenger, where if everybody doesn't have a like iPhone, then it doesn't mess things up a little bit.
Okay.
Sometimes if it's like a group text with an Android or something, people like some get some and some don't, you know, it's
okay.
Like kind of fucked up. So anyway, GroupMe was great because it also had like this like system. So then you could like see, this was before I guess iMessage had the like system, but like you could like say somebody posts a thing and it's like, you know, especially it's fun if you're like saying jokes and then everybody likes it. You're like, ooh, I got 17 likes. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's cute.
But within the group text. So, excuse me. I had that going with some friends from college, and then like it just completely died. Like everybody just stopped talking to each other. And we were like, "Oh wow,
we're over this now."
And then
like,
yeah, I think my
it.
Phone like offloaded GroupMe, so I like wasn't even getting the notifications.
Oh,
then
dang.
We finally just like axed that and made like a real text chain. And so hopefully that, you know, lasts. But I feel like it's so funny because all these things.
It's like ever changing,
try, but yeah,
and you
yeah.
never know like what app is going to have like the longevity.
Yeah, yeah, and we would do video chat with Google Hangouts because I thought that was the one that you could do multiple, but I guess FaceTime you can too. So
yeah,
that's great. So many options we have here. Yeah, how do you keep in contact with your friends that aren't in LA?
That are just texting.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Texting, and then honestly, like it's so funny because like. When Bryce lived here, he moved to Portland, but like when he lived here, like it was like we were just seeing each other all the time. And like I'm up like at all hours of the night, and he worked at a bar job. So he would come over to my place at like 3 a.m.
Oh, Jesus.
And he would just like, we would just like hang, like whatever.
That's great.
But like now that he's away, like honestly, we like talk in like Instagram DMs all the time.
Oh yeah.
Or FaceTime.
Yeah.
But
that's the interesting thing is like, I'll honestly be more Instagram responsive sometimes.
Yeah.
Which is embarrassing.
Yeah. But no, but it's so interesting. Yeah. It's so weird how that works. And like, I talked to his boyfriend like through DMing too, but it's like I have his number, but for whatever it's
right.
like we're gonna
it's like
DM.
The conversation's already begun.
Yeah,
what are you gonna do, create a new
and then we can it's easier to gossip there if like we're talking about someone because then it's like, oh, like check out this post, like here.
Yeah that's good.
That just
yeah,
sounded so bitchy, but that's true.
No, yeah, because sometimes like a conversation can start off of you sending a post and then it's like,
right.
Oh yeah, by the way, what are you doing, you know what I mean, like that's sort of like already you're already seeing that, so what's gonna happen. Plus it has the red
yeah
receipts, which I
oh really, okay, no, I have red receipts on.
No, I mean, you on your text.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I don't.
I don't know. I'm like sick. I really.
No,
like
no.
It.
I think that's good. And I've heard that it does at least make like.
I feel like it holds me accountable because I'm like very spacey. So, and I like get lost in my head all the time. So it's like if. Like, I feel like, I don't know, like, it makes me, like, respond to people more. Because I'm like, okay, if I open this, they're going to see it, and I need to respond to them.
I know. See, that's what I'm scared of. Well, so, you know what then I end up doing? Especially Facebook Messenger, because that has room receipts.
Yeah.
Which is so archaic that Facebook is archaic. But anyway,
yeah.
I just don't open the messages. And then I realize, like, oh, I never opened it, so I don't even know what it was
about. Oh, that's
good.
That's good.
Which is, like, probably worse. Like, I should just open it.
Oh, honey, no, ignore.
Leave it unread.
No, you leave a strong ignore.
But like, it might
you just
important.
Hit delete. You're like, never saw it, honey, never saw it.
Yeah, so then that's the thing I'd be worried about with texts is like, somebody sends me an important text, and I'm like, I can't open this now because I can't respond right now.
Yeah.
And I'll just never open it. And then I'll be like, oops, 6 months have passed tonight.
What about when you're trying
like,
to like
emergency.
Punish someone and you're like leaving them unread?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I mean, who does
I don't
that?
Know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I haven't thought about that, but I'm sure it will.
Because you're more. Maybe I need another 3 months of therapy, and then I won't think about.
No,
that anymore.
Yeah. No. Sure. No, I think what I've had is like emails is where I get most upset with people because it's like a lot of work.
Do you have that thing? Uh-huh. It's like an attachment to your email or something. I don't even know exactly how it works, but it shows you
if they open it.
Yes. When they receive it, how many times they open it, I'm like, what? My friend emailed her ex-boyfriend, and it, like, showed, like, how many times he read it, and it was, like, insane.
Did he read it? Like, was it, like a heartfelt
like,
note?
Yeah, and it was, like, but then he, like, didn't respond, but he, like, read it, like, 60 times. So I was like, what? And then Veronica has it, too. And so she, like, she's like, I use it for work, but then also it's, like, when you submit to shows, like, it, like, shows you, like, oh, like, did they open it? Oh, they did, and they just didn't fuck with it. Okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Rather than, like, how many times do I follow up kind of thing.
But see, I haven't seen.
I don't have it, but
I don't
I
have that
to.
Because that scares me. That's what scares me.
It's a lot of information, right? It's like
it's some would say too much.
Yeah, it could be too much information. I used to have it, I think, and it would come in handy for those like kind of cold emails that I would send out, like which I do less of but should do more. You know, it's like kind of on my list. I'm like, oh, you gotta put yourself out there more, Sierra.
Right.
So I think if you're sending to somebody who you're like, oh, I really don't know how they if they're a super busy person or if they even open their emails. But that way, like, yeah, I guess the benefit would be like, okay, so sometimes you can see they opened it. Okay, great. So I can probably expect a response. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't come, then maybe I can send a follow-up email. And then if they open that follow-up email and then don't respond again, then you know they're seeing your thing twice.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe you don't send that second follow-up.
Right.
But
exactly.
I don't know.
It's
I mean,
like, do I want to bombard? Okay, there's a creepier, or not even, okay, yeah. So there's like this creepy thing that you can download and it shows you who's looking at your Instagram. It shows you like who's typing your name in. It's like
that's
I'd had it
allowed.
For like 2 days and I was like, oh, I hate this. Hate this.
I can't believe that's even a thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like super creepy. Ugh. And
wait,
I was
so
like blown away. I was like,
did it give you
ew.
Any information of people that like yeah, that was useful? Like do you feel like it was like, oh, okay, that person
I was like,
I know
wow, this ex is not over me, honey. And
oh,
I'm not
really?
Over you either. Yeah, no.
Wow.
That's no, big. But I had uh-huh. yeah, so it was like interesting to see that.
Wow.
And then
uh-huh. what's like, that called?
Oh my God.
I mean there's no way.
I don't even have it on my phone. I don't know. I'll have to like look it up and so, it's like
me, but
Instastock. I don't even know. It's like
okay,
something it's
good,
like cheesy as fuck, but like
yeah.
it's something like that.
Sure.
But it is so much. And then it shows you like who's unfollowing you, who like
yeah.
who isn't following you but still looking at your page. Like it's like it's
sure.
who goes to your page the most. Like it's like stuff you just really don't need to know. Like I don't recommend downloading it because it is a cancer to your mental health. But,
right. but it
it's like it's a cute little fun. If you're like, is my ex thinking about you? Hey,
you'll know.
This just in? Yes,
you'll
they are.
Know. And that's a little warning to everyone out there who's stalking their ex.
Yeah, just a little warning. If you are stalking your ex, just watch the fuck out because they can tell.
They might know, yeah. Which maybe you want them to know. I
yeah,
know.
Maybe you're fearless.
Yeah, reckless.
Or reckless,
ooh,
honey.
Word of the night.
Yes.
Or the year.
Yeah.
okay, that's intense.
Yeah.
That's intense.
It really made me rethink. Who I was looking at too. I was like, who the fuck else has this?
I would say it's good to yeah, I know. Right? So now we're gonna
I'm like, and I'm, like, I'm only using Instagram for business. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm just looking at people that I know.
Right.
But yeah, I think the other thing would be
Oh yeah.
That would be useful. It's like, no, like seeing, cause it's like seeing who follows you or you don't, that you didn't realize or something that you're like, oh, I actually do like that person. We should connect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? For like business. But like, you know, say somebody is following you and you didn't even notice and they're like another comedian or somebody who you'd like to collaborate with, then that way, like, it would be good to like have a list of people by, you know, I mean, as gross as it is, maybe like the number of their followers or something so that you could kind of know, like, are they somebody you'd want to work with or whatever?
Of course. No, there's definitely like pros to it, but you know, the sick parts of our psyche or the things.
But
that
is anybody using it for that? No. Right?
No.
Wow, that's fun. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of those out there. Did you ever get into Snapchat? / do you use it? I don't even have it on my phone anymore. Yeah, I had
I just got a new phone and I'm like, the only reason why I would have it is so like earlier in the year I was like dating young dudes and like young dudes like love. I don't even care. I'll air it out.
Love TikTok and Snapchat.
Did I hook up with every 24-year-old guy in LA? Listen, yeah, I did. I mean, it was a busy 2019 was very busy for me. But no.
What are they born in 97?
Something sweet like that. No, but I no, so I was doing that, but then also my little cousins have it and so like they'll Snapchat me. So I should download it again because I like that's like honestly like the only way, because like they won't text me back, like they're like 12 and like 13, between 12 and 15, and like they're all about like TikTok and Snapchat and bullshit. I don't have TikTok on my phone because I just, that scares me and I can't.
It
makes me uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. Okay. Why did it make you uncomfortable?
I don't judge you. No, it makes me uncomfortable because maybe it's just because I'm so much shy and I just like just dancing into your phone. I'm like, I don't want to do this and I don't want to look at it either. But like,
my friends have hilarious
TikToks and like, oh, really? They put their stand up there and like it gets like a ton of views.
Okay, that's
but fun. I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, who's watching it? It's like more 12-year-olds. Like they can't even go into the club.
Yeah, it's definitely underage as fuck. But you know? I mean, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I've talked to so many people about TikTok, like from a strategy, quote unquote, point of view, disgusting. But like, I think because it's like other comedians who are maybe not the demographic, like we're older, but we at least are like, oh, well, you know, maybe this could be translated into something later. So like, how do we kind of capitalize on it now when it's still like kind of new and, you know, you can still, there's not like TikTok. I think the algorithm doesn't lean towards like only already popular videos get popular views or whatever.
Right.
So anyway, regardless, I think what's kind of funny is like, yeah, there's a lot of like young people on it. So then you kind of get the sense of like, ooh, I'm like watching these like young kids.
Yeah.
And that feels weird. It's like going on some, you know, YouTuber thing and like, ooh, I don't really know if I want to see what's going on here, even though it's harmless.
Yeah.
Like, or it's like, you know, these like young, I don't know, young YouTuber type things. But so there's that. But then I think if you like watch enough ones that aren't that, then it knows what you like and then you can kind of
You don't have to look at the little children anymore.
Yeah, you don't have to look at the kids or like they always do these things where it's like, you know, it's like hot people essentially, but they're probably like 12, but they're like, you know, it's like they'll like,
oh, that face. Yeah, like
they're like, ooh, what does Irish and Japanese look like? And then they like change. That's something that was showing up on mine, so maybe it's just because I was like excited to see, but it's like they'll like cover their face and then it's like, oh, they have like blue eyes but they look kind of Asian or something, you know. It's like that kind of.
Okay, when I was on, I don't know what the hell was wrong with me, but like I was on it for like a week because I was like, because Paula V always does TikToks or not always, but like she does TikToks, and so I was like, okay, like I'll be a supportive friend. And then I was looking at my little cousins and stuff, and I'm like, you guys are dorks. What am I doing on here? I don't even have a profile. But then what was always showing up on mine was like frat bros doing shit in their school, and I'm like, I don't like frat dudes. Like I'm sure maybe there's like one or two nice ones, but I'm just like I don't want to see it. And like they're all like, oh, let me crush this beer, and I'm like, I hate all of you. Like, I don't want to see this.
That's fair. Yeah, not fun. There's also, we found, oh my God, yeah. Me and my friend found this kind of area of TikTok that was like young Trump supporters. So it was like kids doing TikToks that were like, ew. This, like vote for Trump at the end. And we were like, oh my God. It was like a lot.
That's it's like really the dark web.
It's the dark web of TikTok. So just, you know, everyone out there, you know that, like, it's just so insane because I think it is very clear we're in a bubble. Like, I know I'm in a bubble, but it's just like, oh yeah, this is another way to like get outside of that bubble. And you're like, I'm not happy with what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Cause it's like dorm room with like Trump posters and stuff. And it's not ironic. It's like genuine. They like legitimately are doing young people kind of viral challenges, but like in favor of Trump. It's so fucking weird.
Wow.
It's terrifying. But yeah, so... That's another fun part of the internet that we found.
Yeah.
But yeah, TikTok, fun. Addicting. Yeah. You know, I saw one where this guy was like walking his parrots. It was super weird. He had two colorful macaw type parrots on leashes and was running and they were flapping.
What?
It was like the funniest thing ever. There's some great content.
Maybe I'll rethink it.
I mean, you know, I think it's so addictive. And in some ways, if you're trying to solve the, you know, following people on Instagram and like pining after, they have that nice job or whatever. The TikTok is like viral videos. It's like watching a bunch of short, stupid videos.
TikTok to me just feels like a different type of like Vine, basically.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally Vine.
Okay.
I loved Vine, but it died.
Okay, I loved Vine too.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah. I felt like it was like better understanding how those worked, but like, mm-hmm. I guess I just haven't spent that much time on TikTok.
Yeah.
But TikTok does seem very like audio driven and you're like using songs, right? Or popular noises and copying it or lip syncing mm-hmm. or whatever. So, but then there's some just that are videos, straight up videos that are like viral material, you know? And yeah. You can see them being like on. I don't know what the length is.
Do you put your stand up on there?
I haven't really posted anything. I had made panda rice balls. I made panda rice balls. My sister got me this little like panda rice ball maker thing.
That's so cute.
And they're so cute and they look like pandas. So I made that for a party and I like took a video of like me moving one into like a panda pile. And then I set it to the panda song, you know, panda designer song. And then it did, like, I put on my story on Instagram, which, like, you know, then friends are like, oh, cute. And then I was like, oh, okay, I think this could work as a TikTok. So I put on TikTok, 4 views.
God damn it. Okay.
It's okay. I mean, listen, I did spend hours on those panda rice balls, but it's okay. Fuck. So I think it should have gotten more, but I'm learning still. So I'm definitely open to, like, trying again.
Okay, well, listen, if you want my cousins to reach out to you, honey, I will go get them.
Do they run a workshop at all?
Yeah, it's on Saturdays.
If I could Skype in. I mean, for sure, too, like, I used to like Snapchat for the idea that it was kind of more opt-in. Mm-hmm. Thought like, okay, if somebody doesn't want to see my stupid post, at least they had to tap on me, you know?
Yeah.
And then now Instagram Stories has that already, so that's why I like was like, fuck Snapchat.
Yeah, you know? I just like don't, yeah.
But I like that TikTok at least gives you like a clean slate, so you can kind of just like, I don't think any of my friends are really like on it, well, except for you, and then like if you rejoin, and then mm-hmm. I don't really know anybody else. And I guess Lexi Grace, do you know that comic Lexi Grace?
Oh, I've heard,
She was
the
one who actually like was like, you gotta join TikTok, like I think it's the next thing, so I was like, okay.
I think Veronica still has it too.
Okay, great. Well, then way more people. But I also didn't even look. Yeah, I also didn't like add my whatever contacts. I don't know. Is that a thing? But regardless, I think, you know, it'd be nice if I just had like a few friends. But I don't know if it's like, oh, I don't know if it's, you know, if I post something bad, I like the idea of being able to be like, hey, it never happened.
Yeah, you're like, just forget about it.
Yeah. Because that sort of thing, you know, you don't get that much with social media these days.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But yeah, I recommend. I mean, just from a viewer's, you know, an audience perspective, I think it's a lot of fun.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. They also have the whole, I think, videos that kind of look cool. Like, they'll do, like, gel sparkles dropping into, like, a big gel thing, and it, like, swirls around. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool,
so
yeah.
That sort of thing where you're just like, ooh, pretty colors.
Yeah, you're like, things to look at. Yeah.
Yeah, or, like, ASMR, but I'm not really that into ASMR.
Okay, I hate ASMR or whatever. Yeah. I can't even say it. I cannot stand it. It puts negative chills down my spine. Like, I don't like it.
It does give me the chills, and I'm not sure if they're... I think they're like in between.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're negative or positive for me.
There's this, mm-hmm. I'm forgetting the account's name, but there's this like, it's this like woman who's like sexualizing fruit and like,
oh, wow.
She like mm-hmm. fingers different fruits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can like watch her do this for like hours.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, it is so visually appeasing to like see her like stick her fingers into like cantaloupe. It's like so gnarly. I wish I could remember what it's called right now, but it is like so.
Is
like,
it on YouTube or Instagram?
I think it's on YouTube too, mm-hmm. but it's like, God damn it. I wish I could remember right now, but it's like so interesting. Like,
in
she'll
videos.
Like, yeah. Really? And like, or she'll like, she'll like open up like an orange and then just start like petting the orange in like a really like provocative way. And then just start like fingering the goddamn hell out of it. And I'm like, get that orange, honey. Get it. Like, it's like gnarly. It like, she like really, and I'll be like, whoo. And I'm like, oh my God, that's a cantaloupe. Like, why am I getting freaked out? Like, it's like, Some people like pimple popping videos. Right. Yeah, not me. I am like one. A like fruit fingering slut. Like I love
sure.
it.
Sure. It's another variation of the same thing.
Did I need to admit that? No, God, no.
Listen, that's part of your self-care. It's part of the positivity, you know?
My therapist recommended it. She's good. Like, go on Instagram.
She's like, listen, have you heard of this one?
Find something fun. Yeah.
It's a direct recommendation. She gets commission.
There's this girl who like mushes her face into bread.
Oh, I've totally heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instagram, I think I saw it.
Yeah, she just like, but like, she'll just like, she'll like get like really dressed up and like look all cute in the camera and then just like smash her head into the bread. And I'm like, damn.
I mean, you gotta dress up for those types of events. I think it does add to
it. It is an event.
wait, did you see that gross video that went viral on Twitter that was like the octopus and like the wiggling things?
Ew, what? No.
Okay, so I think it was, I don't really know the context, so I can't speak on this really, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay, honey, go for it.
So I think it's like, there's kind of that genre of video that's kind of like mukbang, but it's like you know, when they eat a lot of things at once or whatever.
Right,
just like,
right.
Like person eating in front of the camera, and it's pretty satisfying because it looks like they're, you know, feasting, and then sometimes it tends to be, sometimes it's like a smallish woman, so maybe people are fascinated by the fact that, like, she can eat a bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
she's
small, yeah.
Right. And so I think it's like this, I think sometimes some of these videos are like Asian women eating live seafood. I'm not positive, but basically it was like this table.
No, girl.
It was this
fuck?
Table and she had gloves on and there was a live octopus and was kind of like trying to get off of the table. It was a big live octopus. And then in a bin next to it was like all these like flipping out eel creatures. Like I do not know what they were, but they were small and flippy and slimy. And they were freaking out. And she was freaking out because they were freaking out. And like the whole scene just looked unpleasant. Like she didn't look like she was having a good time. They obviously weren't having a good time. It was just gross.
And she was eating them?
No, I don't. She wasn't. But I think it was kind of the setup was like it would happen. Because I have seen other ones where they do eat the like live thing. It's rough.
Yikes.
I don't mean to see them. They're like, it was like on Twitter.
I just kind of like, they stumbled.
Like,
on.
Listen, you know, yes, it's on autoplay, but I chose the
You're like,
playlist.
Yeah, I made a playlist, but I was.
But I put it on autoplay.
My bad.
But yeah, I think it was like viral on Twitter. And then the meme was like, when you're freaking out because da 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 da, you know, like one of those things. But I have seen them before, too, where they do eat the thing. Anyway, not a fan. Not a fan of those.
Yeah.
But I think it's in the same vein as, like, you know, kind of these interesting niche videos where these people dress up for this
it's
kind of
the internet is
event.
Fascinating in that sense where, like, there's, I mean, like, there, it's like, I feel like it's, like, with everything in life, but, like, there's something out there for everyone. And it's, like, I would never even think, like, I learned what tentacle porn is, like, not too long ago. And
that's
I was,
big.
Like, well, actually, I worked AnimeCon, like, a couple years ago.
Oh, wow. How's that?
It was so much fun.
Where was that?
So
at the
some guy came up to me when I was working in downtown at this little cafe. And he was just, and, like, we were, like, chatting and having fun. And he was, like, hey, like, would you want to work this convention that's coming into town? I'm, like, yeah, sure, dude. Like, I'm a barista, so I need some cash.
Cool.
And he was like, hey, it's AnimeCon. I was like, I don't feel like I like that. But I worked it, and, like, it was so... Because that's not my realm at all. Mm-hmm. It's, like, so far out of my comfort zone. But it was, like, really cool to, like, be, like, surrounded and, like, by, like, something I would never be... I would never in my life, like, go there. But,
did
like...
You, like, was it, like, a lot of dress, like, cosplay?
Oh, yeah, so much cosplay. And it was so cool to see. Mm-hmm. It was actually really, really fun. And then, but, like, there was, like, this exhibit, like, where they were, like, showing, like, tentacle porn.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was, like, art house tentacle porn, like, whatever the fuck. Uh-huh. And it was so gnarly. And I was like, this is intense. Very
cool.
Intense.
Yeah,
people were like,
yeah.
Oh, wow, isn't this great? And I was like, well, I'm happy you're having fun.
What were you working there? Like, was it...
So,
did you get to move about and like see all the
Yeah, I got to move about. I got to move like all around. I was dealing with like counting money for this booth.
Cool.
And then, and then I just got to like kind of go like explore.
Yeah, like, because there are all of these, you know, I guess they'd be called subcultures or like, you know, and they always have cons, right? So
yeah.
It's sort of cool because it's a bunch of people who are all interested in the same thing. So maybe they feel like they can have a little bit more freedom to like express themselves and excitement for it rather than like.
Also, I love, like, I don't know, because I feel like I'm a very, like, I don't even know if I would say I'm set in my ways, but I just feel like, you know, I like the things that I like, and, like, that's fine, and especially because I didn't go to college, I didn't really like, have to, like, push myself to try, like, many, like, new things, and that's, or it wasn't, like, subjected to, like, a bunch of new stuff, I guess. Like, I was, like, growing up in LA, like, like while everyone else was like in college, and I'm just kind of like out here like, ooh. So like, I don't know if I ever get like an opportunity to like kind of get out of my comfort zone, like I love to take that.
Sweet. Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I feel like LA offers that already, just being like,
just being here,
a crazy city, sure. Like people coming from all sorts of places. But also I've always felt that way about stand up too, just cause like
yeah.
the different people that we meet, and it's pretty like diverse, quote unquote, but like, you know,
yeah,
I just even,
know it is.
But mainly about like life experience diverse mm-hmm. rather than, I don't know, face diverse.
Yeah. No, oh, of course.
But yeah,
no, you get to hear so many good. Like people's, uh-huh. that's also why I love stand up so much. Like even just like, I know people complain about open mics and stuff, but honestly, I fucking love open mics too, because it's like, you just get to hear like, as well as a lot of bad comedy, sometimes from me, I feel like you can like, you get to like hear so many different types of perspective on life. And it's so
yeah.
cool to like learn people's that's stories.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like more so than, yeah, maybe that is true. Like, I mean, it is true, but I think I'm
you're
just
like,
thinking right now.
Maybe, we don't know. Okay.
You're right. No, but I think I remember when I went to more mics, I would always end up in conversation with somebody. And I thought at the time that maybe it was because I was kind of young, so it was kind of like easy to be like, hey, what's your story? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They would pick me out because I was clearly kind of like out, you know, fish out of water. But I think, you know, more so than at book shows or things like that, I would definitely meet like somebody who was very fascinating, you know, mm-hmm. just different from myself. And then they would be very open about telling me how they got there and stuff.
Yeah.
And like, that hasn't happened in a while. And it might be because I haven't been to enough mics. Huh. It's a good argument to go to mics.
Yeah. True, true.
But yeah, no, I love that. I think wanting to go outside of your comfort zone is like super admirable and something I always wish I would do more. Cause I think mm-hmm. a little bit about me coming back here and being close to my family, I'm close to like a lot of where I grew up. I kind of sometimes feel like I'm like, is this it though? You know?
Yeah.
Cause I've always had a great time. Like I really enjoyed, moving away, living in Boston, quote unquote, for college. And like,
right.
I think just cause I had literally grown up here, like I was born here and everything. And I just always thought of myself as like, I went to the same school and like through the same school district when I was through high school from kindergarten, you know?
Wow, yeah.
So I really was like never the new kid, which like is a blessing, but also mm-hmm. was like, okay. So I kind of always rested in this idea that like, I'm only going to thrive if like I'm in a place where I know. And
right.
then when I'm introduced to a new place, I'm not going to like it. They're not going to like me, you know? So that mm-hmm. was kind of something that like I identified with when I was younger. And then the minute I stepped outside of that, I was like, oh, okay, it's not that bad. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I learned a lot from it. So I don't know, but even then, like, I still haven't been outside and in as an adult and like, you know, learned other cities or places. So
yeah,
it might be in my future. Who knows?
Definitely. And like, I yeah. totally get like that, like almost like antsiness, I guess, too, because you're like, all right, like, do I really want to like be settled, you know,
sure.
forever?
Yeah,
like, because yeah.
yeah,
like, maybe, and then maybe you want to do like a year in, I don't know, like New York or wherever.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Which yeah. Yeah, could be cool.
Could happen.
My family, we moved around so much growing
right.
up. So, because, like, my parents were journalists, and so, like, we would, like, we're always, like, bebopping around, and, like, so I was, like, born in Washington, and then we moved to Oregon, then Ohio, then San Diego, and then, so I was always
sure,
new,
yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
I feel like that, like, really shaped me as a person, too, because I'm, like, oh, like, don't get attached to people, and, like,
oh, wow, yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. and, like, oh, you're just gonna leave again, and, like, so you don't, there's no point in opening up, and
mm-hmm.
then moved to North Carolina, where I spent, like, most, like, my formative years, I guess, so then, like, I kind of, like, got comfortable, but then I was, like, well, I'm still going to, just like, I'm going to move back to California because that's also where like all my family is.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know. It's like weird.
No. Yeah. I mean, I think for most, yeah, the sort of instability of like moving around can be like
mm-hmm.
the, like what you're saying about the not wanting to open up thing for
yeah.
that reason, that's definitely something that I'm like, oh yeah, I didn't really have to think about that as much. And I feel grateful that I did,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, fascinating. But now, you know, LA.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming from out, you know, outside. And so I feel like it's kind of a city of people who are transplants. But
definitely.
But yeah. But then, you know, then I'm kind of like, it's so funny because then sometimes people are like, oh, you're from here. Like, that's so weird.
Is that like, was that hard being from here and then everyone's like basically not? Or
I don't think so. I think I was surprised because it's still like, I know a lot of people who are from here still because
okay,
I,
true.
You know, so then I kind of like forget that that's the case. But.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think it's just, like, funny because I guess some people probably wouldn't... Yeah, I think people are, like, more surprised than I would expect them to be when I say, like, I'm from here, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think statistically maybe they're not meeting that person all the time. But
yeah.
There are a few comics, you know, here and there, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm from that neighborhood. Oh, yeah, I used to go to that mall, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So it's every so often, but...
That's cool.
But yeah. But yeah, I mean, so long story short, I guess it's like, yeah, I am always also, I think that's cool that like even going to the anime con or like going to something that you're like, oh yeah, let's just see what this is about is really essential because we don't really have that opportunity that much. Mm-hmm. And like also like for traveling outside of town, like going to Wisconsin.
Hey. Yes. Going to Wisconsin. I can't wait for our next trip.
I know. Shout out to Matt. It is a thing where it's like, yeah, that's sort of a town that we would never go to if it weren't for comedy.
Oh my God. I didn't even know Merrill, Wisconsin existed until we met sweet little Matt.
Yeah. It's like 10,000 people or something. It's like a very tiny town.
Yeah. If even that.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Wait, wasn't it like, no, I thought it was like 4,000 or something. It's it's tiny.
Yeah. It's like a high school. But okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about positivity
dang
or things in life? I mean, I don't know, I feel like I'm really catching you at an opportune moment here.
I know this is like, I know, I'm like
darkness into the light.
Well, also I just got back from like San Luis Obispo, so I'm like all like happy and
oh shit
I'm like,
okay yeah. Yeah. So getting you after yeah a little nice okay.
Yeah, no, I don't know, you know, I feel like lately I just have learned to like, I used to always hold grudges too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I don't know. I was like, I was egotistical per se, but like, I had like a big ego. So I was like, oh, if you hurt me, I was going to hold a grudge and like, blah, 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 blah. And like, mm-hmm. I was not forgiving. And like, oh, if you hurt me, then you're out forever. Like, da, da. But like, I just like, I'm like learning like the world. Like, I just feel like in this last year, it like made me grow up so much. Like, because I had just so many like different experiences, like with like friends, dating, relationship, like when ending, when beginning, whatever. But like, I feel like I just really learned to like, you can't see things in such like black and white. Mm-hmm. And you have to be more forgiving, I think, like with yourself and with other people. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's like, it's more important to be happy than it is to be right.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I think, yeah, people always say like, sometimes you do have to like let things go for your own health, yeah. You know? And then sometimes holding grudges can like actually make you physically sick, which is crazy. Like,
yeah, they can. And you know what, also
like on their deathbed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, that's, it's like, I didn't speak to my brother for right. 6 years or like longer. And it's like, oh my God, it's like, you know, just it's so exhausting. Sure. Just let it go. There's so many like more important things to worry about than like, oh, like this person owes me money. Da, da, da. And it's like, of course, right. Like, mm-hmm. you know, stand up for yourself and you can like be upset. But like at the end of the day, like, do you really want to be harboring all this negative energy? Like, no, like expend it on something else.
Yeah. I mean, I even noticed, like, I know there are some people in my life that I didn't like at the time. Mm-hmm. And like, as time passes though, I'm like, I can't remember why I didn't like them, you know? And yeah. And it's oftentimes like you just need space and distance from them. But I think there are certainly people where I'm like, I knew that guy, like, I didn't like that guy for some reason. And obviously I trust myself at that time because I had good judgment, hopefully, but not discounting that judgment, but like, I like just don't even really remember. So I think I'm just going to lean towards it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
And like, that kind of helps with the, you know, maybe though, if that person were like breathing down your neck every day, then you'd be like,
obviously,
yeah, I remember.
If they're doing something like really like, right. You know, distasteful and toxic, like, of course, like cut them out. And like, you don't need to give them a second chance, but sure. Like, I don't know. But like, you know, I just feel like it's like life is so short and like you can use that. And it's like such a cheesy thing to say, but it's like, you can either use that to like, you know, be like, and that's why I'm cutting you out. Mm-hmm. Or you can use it, be like, life is so short. And you know what? I do have feelings for you. I do like you. So like, let's explore it, whatever, sure. You know?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, girl.
Great. I love that. Yeah. Okay. So then anything you want to plug? I know we went over the socials.
Yeah, the social. No, I mean, like, I just post all my shows on Instagram. So, okay. Yeah.
Check it on the daily.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Sierra.
Yay. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
The end.
Hey guys, look, I have an outro to this episode, which is rare, I know. The reason why, I think I might want to start adding this in, but I love to do a little recap at the same time. Did I listen back to what I was talking about in this episode? No, so I have nothing to recap because I don't remember. But what I want to talk about here is just like, look, I hope everybody's doing okay because, again, did I just start having like a southern accent? I can do that sometimes. I didn't grow up in the South. I don't know. Sometimes I watch too much television and then I start to pick up what I think the actor's voice is, and it's really not even close, but I do my best because I have no identity. Okay, back to normal. So stay positive. If you guys could do me a huge favor and follow on Spotify, subscribe on podcasts, Apple Podcasts, you know, like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page now, which I'm trying to post to more with the new updates in case you're a Facebook person. I have a Twitter, my own personal one, and a Stay Positive one that I think is like not that active, but I'm trying to get back into it. Instagram, obviously, that's the most active for all things for me. So follow Stay Positive there so you can get all the updates. Also, just like, you know, interact with me. If you want to tell me anything about like topics you want me to cover in the future, guests you want me to have on, if I can get them, don't pitch like, I don't know, Ellen DeGeneres too hard, then email me at staypositive@gmail.com. Love to hear anything. Also, send more Moss Dog names, even though somebody sent 100 and that those are great names. So I might just have to pick one of those. And yeah, just keep listening, because tell your friends too. That would be amazing. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes/Apple Podcasts, and also write a little review. Say like, oh my God, Sierra's the best host and she has the greatest, most interesting guests, you know. That's just a light suggestion. I could really use the enthusiasm because, you know, I love to make this, but it makes it even more rewarding when people are actually listening. Oh my God, what a novel idea. Okay, thank you. Stay safe, wash your hands, do more than that. Build up your immune system, sleep long hours, and take it easy. Don't try not to touch as many doorknobs as you usually would. You know, use those elbows. Okay, thanks guys. Bye.